satisfaction level after a win like that?
It's great to get off a six-game slide and get 2 points.
You know how to make an entrance. You came out for warm-up and stepped on a puck and went flying. Talk about that.
It was all part of the plan. I was looking to get some cheers out of the crowd and get them behind me, so I thought that would be a way to do it.
Evander, are you glad this game is over?
I'm glad we got 2 points and we got off this slide. And as I alluded to kind of after practice yesterday, this was game 42 for us, the start of the second half, and we needed to come out with some energy and get 2 points and get off this train we were on and get back onto the winning side of things. And I thought we did a great job tonight, and we have a tough game going into Minnesota.
Was the reception about what you anticipated?
As I said before, I didn't know what to expect. It really had no bearing on what I thought or how I played, or I didn't really have a reaction to it. So for me, it was another hockey game, and I'm happy we were able to get the win.
Finally get a couple first period goals. How did that change your reflection of the game for you guys?
Yeah, we wanted to come out in the first period and try to get the lead. Obviously, we haven't been doing that of late, and it was a good start. We scored earlier. Rhino made a great shot, and then it was a tie game, and we were able to capitalize on that power play we got. So those were big goals in the first period, and it definitely gave us some confidence and some momentum heading throughout the rest of the game.
Talk of that chance 12 seconds in. How close was that rebound?
Yeah, I think we had a little 2-on-1 there, and Rouse put it at the net, and I think just hit my skate and just went by the post there. So. A bit of an unlucky break, but as I said, we did a good job of sticking with it, and we were able to put some pucks in the back of the net tonight.
I know you wanted to score the empty netter, but how did you balance maybe your own personal situation with getting Sam a hat-trick and getting the win?
No, you know, I've never scored a hat-trick in this league yet, so when you get an opportunity to get one, you know, he's a young kid, rookie year, and wide open, I might as well hit him for a pass and get him his hat-trick, so it was great to see from him.
It was a building that was dying to explode, and you guys made it as quiet as, I mean, you've been here. That was a pretty quiet building compared to what it usually is. How were you guys able to do that?
Well, I mean, usually most buildings are all the same. You know, if you come out and, you know, you get an early goal and you get the lead, usually it quiets things down. And, you know, I thought we did a good job of that, and especially in the third, getting the lead and getting ahead and, you know, containing their pressure and battling it out for a win.
44 shots they had. How were you guys able to survive that?
Linus Hallmark.
Thanks, guys.